We're a few days away from the next month of the year, i.e. February. That means we are almost 1 month into the new year, 2023, and 11 days away from the next year, 2024. Now, depending on how you look at it, that may mean time is moving slow and we have plenty of time before we get to the end of the year, or time is moving fast based on the fact that we're almost 1 month in. It all depends on how you look at it. I say all of this to say this was sitting on my mind heavy all day today. And it came to mind again, even greater. Like, it just really hit the forefront of my thoughts while I was preparing to record this episode. I guess it's because I was thinking about how this month has been for me personally, and the fact that we are almost into a new month. It kind of, it's a mix between it's worrying me versus it's motivating me. It's a mixture of both, just based on what's going on behind the scenes. But I just wanted to take some time to say all of this before I jump into the episode. 2023 is a very important year for me. Reasons why? To be announced. Possibly, maybe, we'll see. But ultimately, I just reflected heavy on how last year was, which I already explained and talked about thoroughly the best way I could last episode. But I just always keep in mind how things didn't go the way I wanted them to go. And as a result, I am 1,000% motivated to make sure they go the way I want them to go. I am determined. I'm not going to settle for, well, you know, it wasn't this, but this is good enough. No, I don't want good enough anymore. But also, I want to make sure that I'm someone that progresses through this year with nothing but positivity, being empathetic, keeping in mind that, you know, I might say something or I may hear something that I might misunderstood based on how I'm hearing it emotionally. I'm working on that. And I just want to carry good vibes everywhere, whether I'm talking to someone, whether I'm just doing my own thing. I just don't want to have anything negative be projected onto me. I don't want to deal with anything negative. If that does happen, because we can't control anything, unfortunately, everything, unfortunately, I say control anything. That's the negativity creeping in. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I don't want that. I don't want that. But even though we can't control everything, should I face anything negative, I want to be able to power through it properly. I'm just speaking this now because I had to say it out loud. It's the perfect time. I'm recording later than I usually do, but it's reminiscent of how I used to record way back when. So nostalgic. It's raining out. I just feel properly motivated. I got water. I mean, shaking it, you wouldn't have known unless you have that type of hearing where you're like, hey, hey, hey. What kind of water you got? That's Poland Spring, right? I know. That'd be crazy. If you do know, show me how. No, matter of fact, keep your tricks to yourself. We're all unique. I'm not trying to bite off of you. But yes, the goal of 2023 is positivity. Good vibes all around. So with that out the way, let's get it. What is going on, fantastic people of the world? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how or why, I will always and forever be one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to. It's your boy, Chillist. And I hope all of you have been well. Hope you had great days leading up to today. Hope you experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic energy, dope food, and amazing people in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, I do hope all of you have a place to go to when the world does the most, with the Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. I just have to take a moment to say, there was a time when I used to say, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2, it's your boy Chillis back with words from me, signed, sealed, and delivered to you. And now I got this monologue of an intro. I like it. I mean, I rock with it. I mean, I'm just really thinking about it because for a while, a lot of people thought I was reading off a script and I was like, no, I was just trying to find an intro. Still working on an outro, 6 seasons in. And I also have to apologize in advance. I think I made a terrible math error. I said we were 6 seasons in, and I started back in 2018. I don't know how that happened exactly, but me and my people are on it. And by me and my people, I mean me, myself, and I. But we are a great team, and we'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of this. But nonetheless, it is wonderful to speak with all of you. Thank you all so much for tuning in to last week's episode. I love and I appreciate every single one of you. That alone has been a driving force that has been pushing me to be consistent. That's why I'm up later than usual. It feels different now. When I was younger, staying up late, it was nothing. It was sad at a certain point in time. Like, if I had nothing going on in my personal life and I was just up at 12 and I'm just on Netflix, that's all I heard. Do you want to watch? Yeah, you know I want to keep watching. But now I feel like, okay, I got life is good right now. Life is great. I can't really complain, but it's just like, I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. But this is the only time I can safely say I can record, as far as I know. So here we are. Now, today's episode is just based on, you know, life in general, as are all of my episodes. Sometimes I'll just plan an episode based on what I think I'm about to go through. And then other times I'll just base an episode on what I'm currently going through, or, you know, could just be past tense. You know, but at the bottom line, that is the source of all the episodes. Sometimes I'll be really hype and I'll just want to speak on things. Like, so much happened in media. I don't know. I don't want to change the direction of this podcast. To me, this podcast is kind of like categorized as a slice of life podcast. Nothing really is talked about major. I don't have any celebrity guest stars as of yet. Everyone who I have spoken with in the past, I view as top tier individuals. So please do not take that personal. Don't call me and say, hey, I heard what you said. Take me off the episode. I don't want to hear it, because I will not do that, because that's a lot of work. So please just take it with a grain of salt, hopefully. But nah, there's been so much that's been going on that I've been seeing on social media. I'm like, damn, I really wish I could talk about it, but I'll forget. And then I don't want to scroll and read because I feel like that takes away the emotion. I got to get it together. I have to get either an assistant, or I really have to double down, or take away a huge part of the time that I invest into work and just dedicate it to, like, nah. I got to do what those photographers and those movies did back in the day. Just risk everything for just one chance. Actually, that's everybody in those movies. If they want to, you know, drop their demo tape, if they want to be a singer, if they want to hit the road and just become famous, I got to take risks. This is all about taking more risks. That's exactly what's really motivating me for this episode. That's right, I'm sipping water during recording. Ooh, risky. Speaking of which, the recording program that I used to use last year, it's running well. I think I overlooked something. It was all based on the fact that I was recording, but I couldn't hear my voice. But then I realized my input is set to my headphones, so I can hear what I'm saying, but the output isn't connected to the headphones. It's connected to the speaker. This entire time, I had the speaker off, and I was just, this is what happens when you get too much in your head. This is why I've decided to just really sit back and reevaluate my focus of this year. I really want to have a calm mind, think before I act, but not think too much. Because a lot of that was going on, and because of that, I nearly found myself recording with my backup recording program, which I actually got used to because it helps me chime in when it's time for me to place the ad. So it's the best of both worlds right now. I can't complain. Things are genuinely good. I was just thinking about perception, and it's weird. I found myself having the same conversation with a few people about the same thing, and it was just, you know, how we often look at people and we we want what they have, or we want to do what they're doing because it seems to be working out for them. And then, you know, I didn't want to sound like a hater, but I didn't want the people I was talking to be so wrapped up around what others were doing and assume that what they're doing is not giving them the same result. Now, you may have heard me say something like this before. If I'm saying it again, I'm so sorry. I will probably talk about things that I spoke about before, maybe more in depth, maybe taken away from what I've said before because I was wrong, which will never happen at the Chillin' with Chillers podcast, all right? I don't care what you all say. I don't care who knows me behind this podcast. I am right all of the goddamn time. Do you understand? Let me stop before I lose what little clout that I've received. And I don't even know if that's the case. I saw a post that was saying, Instagram, you're really gonna let the sex bots just keep liking my stories? And I'm not gonna lie to you, a lot of the numbers that I saw, it was from account names that I knew were bots, but nonetheless, I love y'all. I love the bots. Listen, leave them alone. As long as they don't say anything crazy or they're not trying to take your identity, I welcome the bots. Bots, this episode is dedicated for all of you. Okay, I finished my water. But it's very easy to be caught up in what's going on in your own life because it's your own life. It's even easier to see what others are doing and feel like you're not making any progress. We find ourselves comparing ourselves to each other a lot more often. Even if there are people who you assume don't do that, you'd be surprised. You're like, oh, damn, wow, that's crazy. And one thing that I have never done, and I'm not saying this to say that, you know, I won't go through it. I've never found myself comparing myself to anyone. And the reason why that is because I happen to have, let me rephrase that. I was very fortunate to have people around me that explained to me why my life was the way it was. Maybe if it was due to how I was moving or just the circumstances. But if I want better, I have to do better. Sitting around and looking at what everybody else has and trying to find shortcuts, that's not going to get me where I want to be. So with that in mind, despite me feeling, you know, depressed or just frustrated, it was never because I was looking at someone else and I saw what they had. It was mainly just, you know, damn it, I need to move. Now, for the past 2 days, I was looking around my room and I was just like, how the hell did everything get so cluttered? And I'm saying to myself, all right, I have to. That's how I knew my mind was in a foggy space. Despite things being good, I found myself on the verge of relapsing into old habits. So if you find yourself kind of on the verge of relapsing, even if you are convinced that it's a good reason to relapse, if you see there's one good reason it's a relapsing, but there's 1,000 reasons to keep moving forward, please focus on the bigger number. Even if it's vice versa, if you find 1,000 reasons why it's better to relapse, but one reason to move forward, focus on the bigger number. I know what you're all saying. Wait, Chillis, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Focus on the fact that there are so many reasons why you can relapse. See how easy it would be to fall back. Look at the one good thing and see that you could probably create the same number that you see is on the cons list. Ah, you see, I'm here. I'm flipping things over. I have a different headspace, you know. I'm mainly talking to myself. This episode and last episode was really dedicated to just being my own hype man, because that's what it all comes down to. I know it gets frustrating for those who are content creators, for those who are just trying to get something off the ground. I know it could be frustrating when you don't get the support that you were expecting or you'd hope for, but you have to look at it from this point of view. No one's going to be attracted to something that you are being mundane about. You know, if you're just saying, hey, check it out when you can, if you're not hyping up, nah, this is the best thing ever, trust me, you may or may not get the attention you want. So again, this is all about just perception. This is all about being the person that you want to be, not based on what you've seen, although you could be inspired by it, but just based on where you want to be. That's the crazy thing about most success stories. It's never really from a place where, as far as I know, it's never been from a place where someone said, I want to be that guy. As I say that, I think about a few rappers who said, I want to be just like that, and they've been successful. Point is, the grass is greener on the other side because you may not be paying attention to yours very well, you know? I don't know why it took such a drastic pause right there. I just I found myself saying something, I guess, that is really applying to me. I just I'm focused on better, and I want better for everyone. It's like everything that I come across in my head, I just feel the need to share with others. So all of you may know this already, and you may feel I'm just wasting equipment to say something that you already knew. But just in case you want to go back to it and you want to hear it from a different perspective, you know, just come back to the podcast. Give me a view. Let me stop. That's terrible. That's crazy. I take it back. No, I don't take it back. Listen. Listen to me and only me, all right? It's a different year. I got to be more aggressive. And that's what I was thinking about, too. You know, I have been doing a lot of self-evaluating. And the thing about me is I often don't speak about a lot of things that people feel the need to tell me. There's nothing wrong with you all out there who are telling me this. But I'm letting you all know now, you're not telling me anything that I haven't heard before. If anything, you may be using some colorful language. Or we may be using the same colorful language. I don't know. Maybe you might think, damn, you know, you're hardening yourself. You're not hardening yourself. If you were a fly on my wall, you'd hear what I say behind the scenes. It's just like, yeah, what are you doing? It's frustrating. But for me, I feel like, you know, because I'm in control of my own life, I can't be frustrated with something that I can change or alter. You know, it's not like there's strings on me and I'm walking this direction because someone's making me. No, I have the freedom to alter my course and go the direction I want to go or prepare myself to change direction. Once I realized that I had more control than I thought, I started complaining less and moving more. I stopped complaining at one point, and I just felt like, you know, if someone is mad at me because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I can just simply tell them, hey, listen, I've been having that same argument in my head long before you even brought this to my attention, long before you noticed it, you know? And I think that's also something we need to keep in mind. I mentioned it before that on the last episode, we have forgotten sometimes what it's like to be human. And sometimes we say things to one another where it's just like, you know, take a minute and ask yourself, was that really necessary? Is that something you want to hear? And it's just like, if you find yourself telling somebody something about their life, 10 times out of 10, perfect score, they're already saying that to themselves. And they don't need you to say that to them. Unless they're asking you, hey, can you be tough on me? Can you tell me something that I need to hear so I don't feel like I'm going crazy? Let's not volunteer ourselves to be the heavy. A lot of us are our own heavy more times than we think, and we don't need to hear that. Sometimes you have to hear something different. If you hear something different about yourself that catches your attention in a good way, you can gravitate towards that instead of harping on the one thing that you're just finding negative all the time. Finding to be negative all the time, excuse me. I call this episode BTS, or behind the scenes, because really it's just we got to keep in mind we're all given 24 hours. And before we meet up with one another, before we communicate with one another, we have time to ourselves. You have to really think about what people do in their spare time before you just say things that you feel you need to say for your benefit or for their benefit, which in reality is yours, because chances are you're just giving them repetition. And I'm learning that too. It's like I was in a situation recently where I found myself catching myself instead of saying what I normally say because I thought about it from a different perspective. It's not about me getting my point across. It's about understanding why I'm saying the same thing over and over again, meaning maybe there's more to what's the best way for me to say it? I feel like I've been on a roll and I just hit a stump. But it's like if you're talking with somebody about the same thing, rather than you focusing on your frustration on saying the same thing, think about who you're talking to. Why do you find yourself saying these things, the same thing over and over again to this person or that a group of people? I started looking at it from a different angle. And then because of that, it changed my response. And I feel like I chose a peaceful route this time rather than going to the same old rah-rah. I'm overexerting myself to get a few words across that are just going to fall on deaf ears. So hopefully it gets a better response. And I've learned a new way to communicate. Sometimes you look at the strongest person in the room and you assume they can handle everything because they say so, or because you've seen them deal with it and you just assume. Sometimes we see the weakest person in the room and we assume they're weak because they're crying about everything. Maybe they were the strong person. In actuality, they are the strong person because they're able to project their emotions in public. Just like the strong person's able to take on everything. It's like, just because you see something in front of you does not mean it's exactly what you see it as. It's crazy, right? It's like a whole Inception kind of thing going on. How I'm trying to explain this to all of you is what goes on in my mind every single day. Everything that runs in my head. I've found myself catching myself on how I say anything to anyone just based on the fact that I don't know what they're going through. Even if they look happy, I'm not going to just hit them with something. You know, I'm just going to let them be themselves. I want to watch what I say so I don't alter their day with my words or just one word. You never know. One time when I was in high school, I had a friend of mine that had asked me for my advice pertaining to something. I can't remember the specifics, but I always kept in mind what they said to me 2 days after. Like, yeah, I really can't get over what you said. It really made me look at things so differently. Then I realized my late grandmother was right. You know, words are powerful. She also said words are wind, but that was pertaining to, you know, hearing something negative. Don't harp on it. Just let it blow past you. But words are powerful. Depending on what you say and how you say it, you could really change someone's life. That's why there's so many motivational speakers, and that's why it's so dangerous to take in too much all at once. It's like it's a two-way street. There's the speakers and the listeners. You have to be mindful of who's listening. You also have to be mindful of who's speaking. I don't know where all of this is coming from. I'm just speaking as I used to write notes down. and since I realized the truth was, it was hard to follow up on the notes because I felt like I was reading them line for line. And just like I said earlier, where it just sounded like there was no emotion into it, I didn't want that to be the case. So I started going off the rails. But I have a structured plan. I have a lot of plans for season six. Season six is the year or the season of success. So, sorry, I had to send a message to the love of my life. Sweetheart, if you listen to this, I love you. I appreciate you. Mom, if you're listening to this, to everyone who I love and I appreciate, I love every single one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening. You don't have to tell me if you are. Just keep in mind that I will be keeping a tab when I hit the lotto. And if I don't see a show of hands when it's time to collect, then don't come to me talking about, hey, Chillis. So season one was, listen, I'm 14 seasons in. I don't even remember what season one was. Sorry, get out of here with that. I definitely really, 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 really either want to co-host for a while or just speak to people more. Like, that's something I am truly focused on. If you want to be a part of this podcast, I shouldn't say that. There are two people I know for a fact that have been asking me to collab, and I really have to just make time to do it. Like, I have to make time. I can't have time make itself because that's not going to happen. I have to make time for that to happen. We will collab. If you're listening to this, to those two who've been wanting to collab since before we even got to this point in time, like years ago, the offer is still here. The offer is still here. If you still have the offer on the table, I'm open for it. We have to make it happen. I think networking is going to help this podcast really take off because it's just been me for the most part. And, you know, even I can only listen to myself for so long. I doubt anyone else out here would disagree with me and be like, nah, I'm more Chillis all the time. There's people out there that love Chillis. Don't get it messed up. They love to hear this. But that's another reason why I didn't want to get into the media thing. It's just, you know, some topics one-sided. It's just like, all right, I'm just listening to you. Or maybe if I had my YouTube channel, maybe I think that would be different because there'd be people in the comments that I can communicate with and just be like, hey, you know, come on the show. Come on the podcast. Let's just chop it up. But yeah, for those who want to collab still and are interested in just, you know, talking and chopping it up on here, the door is open and I need to start walking through that door myself and setting these things up to happen. I'm not going to just be like, hey, man, well, if it's in the cards, no, I will put it in the cards myself. It's grind time. You know, I know all of us want the same thing. That's where my empathy really hit its highest when I realized at the end of the day, we all want the same things, even if we don't talk about it. It's just success, peace of mind, stability, consistency, just all around a good life, a great life, a fantastic life. We all want that. You can't tell me there's someone that you know that's going to be like, no, you know. Sorry, it's currently raining and the rain is hitting my window and it's making me paranoid because I feel like I have a small friend with me. And if that's the case, I will cut this podcast off. Sorry, I have to look at all right, focus, consistency. See, look at me. I'm looking behind me. I need to be looking ahead. And it's 25 minutes in. Wow. All right. Well, I guess the gist of this episode was just to mainly say, stay positive. Keep in mind you're more powerful than you think. You're more influential than you think. Even if you don't have all the credentials that say, you know, you are powerful and influential. We all affect each other. We all affect ourselves. If we surround ourselves with all things that represent positivity, if we keep in mind that we have to create that most of the time, we can move forward the best way we can. And I say the best way because there's no time limit. You will get where you want to be so long as you remain consistent. And that's all I really have to say for this episode. I really feel like I was going to go about like 40 minutes in, but maybe 25 is good. For solo episodes, 25. If I talk with someone, an hour tops. So, you know. All right, I'm going to leave it here. Wow, there's nothing else on the agenda? What do I pay you for? All right, what am I preparing to pay you? What's going on here? I don't. All right, whatever. Agents, am I right? It's so sad. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in to this episode. Like I said, feel free to reach out. My email is on my Instagram page. My Instagram page is at the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. Send me a message, comment on one of my posts, reach out in any way you feel comfortable. Let's see if we get some stuff on the ground. This is grind season. This is collab time. This is gotta make it month. Yeah, I should have stopped right there. But, you know, I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you for tuning in and listening, whether it be for a second, a minute, or the entire episode. Either way, I love and I appreciate you all equally the same. If not for all of you, this podcast wouldn't have become what it is now. It wouldn't have pushed me to create something. You all gave me, when I first started this podcast, it was never intended to just be, you know, anything more than just me, you know, chiming in, sharing my thoughts and opinions on stuff, speaking on life. But now I'm focused on turning this into something amazing, something that I can benefit from, that could be the sole thing that I can do to just have a stable life, provide for my family. It's coming. It's close. As long as I remain consistent, I got this. As long as you all remain consistent, you all got this. And that's it. All right. You all have a good day, good afternoon, good evening, a good night. I'll speak with you all soon. Chillest out.